Good morning, brethren. It is good to be with you again this morning. What a blessing in itself to and be able to open our eyes this morning and to see creation this morning. It is true what the word of God says. His mercy is new every morning. Yesterday is gone. Today is here. For God is in the business of doing new things. And I'm just grateful and thrilled to be part of what God is doing in our lives. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the City of Transformation. A place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny. A place where we are doing the work of an evangelist. A place where we're taking the time to encourage one another, uplift one another, build up one another, strengthen one another. We're grateful and thankful for the love of God that is shared abroad, that is given to all mankind. For the Bible says, what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons and daughters of God. This morning, I come again to encourage you. I come again in the Word of God to uplift your spirit. To uplift you this morning, no matter what you're going through, no matter what circumstances you're faced with, no matter how challenging it may be, we all are going through. You are not alone. Even though every one of us, our circumstances are different, but we all go through the same circumstances. And God knows why we go through these circumstances. And I am going to read this morning a portion of the scripture that talks about the circumstances that we go through. Right now, you may be going through some. And I am going through mine as well. But you know, in the midst of it all, God is God. And God will always be God. So let me read for your hearing this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. I said again, 2 Corinthians in chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. And it reads, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings, which we also suffered. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. What a beautiful passage. What a beautiful word. You see how Paul began to tell us that God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, He is a God of all mercies and God of all comfort. Many times we think our comfort is just in our prayers being answered. But our comfort is found in Jesus Christ. He's our comfort. And this morning, I want you to know that Christ Jesus is your comfort. Christ Jesus is our comfort. When we're going through the struggles, when we're going through the challenges, when we're going through the challenges of life, Jesus Christ is our comfort. Paul let us know that life filled with sufferings, life filled with challenges, life filled with so many things. Paul was a servant of God. But his life was filled with so many challenges. You have shipwrecked. You have him being beaten. He was put in prison. He dealt with a storm. And now, y'all, he got bitten by the snake. He had sleepless nights. There were times he was put in prison, he was naked. He went through so many sufferings. And so he says to us that our consolation also abound through Christ Jesus. You see, sufferings of Christ, Jesus was not distant from Paul's trials. Paul faced so many trials, just like you and I are facing today. But our consolation, our encouragement, our comfort is in Christ Jesus. Remember how Jesus said, "I have overcome." And because Christ has overcome and Christ dwell within us, we are overcomers. You will overcome. This too shall pass. It won't stay as it is forever. See, God may allow situations in our lives where our only consolation is found through Christ Jesus alone. Sometimes our circumstances is to bring us closer to God. It is to draw you and I closer to God. And sometimes our suffering is not just for us. It is an encouragement for the other people around us. Hundreds of other people around us that will see our afflictions. They'll see our struggles. They'll see our challenges. Excuse me. And the challenges that we face every day, and with perseverance, it will encourage others as well. It will motivate others as well. So I don't know what you are going through today. It might be the fact that you don't have money to pay children's tuition, get things for your children. It might be the fact that the bill is due. It might be the fact that your children are in some circumstances. It might be that people are lying on you. It might be that your ministry is at a standstill. And you're wondering, but God, where are you? It is you who called me. Why am I going through all of this? I want you to think for a moment that Jesus Christ himself went through the same sufferings. But in the midst of our sufferings, there is comfort. There is consolation in Christ Jesus. Maybe your afflictions right now will bring so many others to salvation. It might encourage other people as well. So you have to be able to look at the bigger picture and see what God is doing. When you are suffering, you are also partakers of Christ's suffering. I said again, when you are suffering and going through challenges of life, know also that you are partaker of Christ's suffering as well. And that's my encouragement to you today. Know that there is something bigger than you and the struggles you are faced with today, the rejections you are faced with today, the resentment that you are dealing with today, the lies that you are dealing with today, the hatred that you are dealing with today. People just hate you for no reason. The injustice that you are going through today. And the list goes on. There's so many struggles we deal with every day. If it is not the injustice, it might be people treat you unfairly. It might be people abused you, used you. It might be resentment, rejections. But no matter what it is that you are faced with today, I want you to know that Christ is right there with you. You are participating or partaking in the suffering of Christ Jesus. And know that God loves you. And He is right there with you. And will see you through. God bless you.